What determines the value of anything is what someone is willing to pay for it. What was paid for you? Come on, listen to me, saints. The devil has tried to convince you since you were old enough to walk and talk and understand anything, that you were dumb, that you're fat, that you're too skinny, that you're too ugly, your eyes are too far apart, they're too close together, your nose is too long, it's too short, it's too flat, it's too narrow, your hair's this, you're that, you're the other. Everything designed to devalue you. In your own eyes, the way you carried yourself, the way you talk. People, and even kids and teenagers saying stupid things. They didn't even know why they said it. It just come across their mind and they just said it and you took it to heart. And you let it scar you and you let it affect you. And the bottom line is it makes you feel less. Less significant. Less important. And if you listen to the devil, he will convince you that you are a waste of space. People would be better off if you weren't even around. You are just a burden and a problem, and you just have nothing to offer, and you're just soaking up and wasting resources. You are basically an empty-headed, worthless, idiot, blankety, blank, blank. But the next time any kind of a measure of that kind of thought comes to you, you get up in the devil's face and you say, well, I want to know, if I'm so cheap and worthless, why did God, the creator of the universe, pay the highest price that's ever been paid for anything? For me. I'm not talking about $1 million. I'm not talking about $1 billion. I'm not talking about $1 trillion. The Bible said gold and silver wouldn't buy you. There's not enough gold and silver. There's not enough money in all the planet or in all the planets to buy one human soul. The Bible says the value of it ceases forever. There's not enough money. But there was one thing and one thing only in all time and eternity in the universe that was worth enough to buy human beings. It was and is the precious, spotless blood of the Lamb. Because he had not a human father. And the blood that flowed in his veins had the very Zoe life of the Creator in it. Oh, hallelujah. And he paid every drop of it and gave it for you. And for me, to purchase us, to buy us, it shows that our value in His eyes exceeds every planet, every mountain, every ocean, everything that's ever made. We are the apple of His eye. We are the most precious thing God Himself has, is us. Thank you.